much. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Chairperson, High Commissioner, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, let me begin by expressing my deep appreciation to High Commissioner Filippo Grandi and UNHCR for their valuable work across the globe, including in Pakistan. Pakistan appreciates its decade-long partnership with UNHCR. However, it is time that more must be done. For over four decades, Pakistan has been on the front line of ensuring protection of one of the biggest refugee crises. Today, Pakistan is also at the front line of a climate change impact. On both accounts, Pakistan was not responsible for these crises. Therefore, we look forward to demonstration of more responsibility in the form of enhanced engagement and support from international community, especially the UNHCR. Dear Chairperson, the recent climate-induced unprecedented floods in Pakistan have caused immense human and physical loss and damage, affecting 33 million people. I didn't see all these damages in my whole life. Majority of them, women and children in the host communities. The impact is staggering. One third of country was underwater. 1,500 people have died, over 1,600 injured. 1.7 million homes have been damaged. Close to 1 million livestock lost. 5 million acres of crops, 12,000 kilometers of roads, and 350 bridges have been destroyed. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has echoed the estimate of total damage at $30 billion. Pakistan has suffered these losses despite less than 1% global carbon footprint. This climate catastrophe has also affected Afghan refugees, particularly in the province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan. Despite these challenges, Pakistan has stood firm to ensure protection and provision of essential services to over 3 million Afghan nationals. Chairperson, on its part, Pakistan remains committed to working with partners to advance a solution strategy for Afghan refugees, SSAR, and its three pillars in the context of repatriation. I appreciate the increase in repatriation grant to returnees from $250 to $375. However, this remains insufficient to meet the growing needs due to complex changes, especially rising inflation. Chairperson, Pakistan has undertaken documentation to advance access of Afghan refugees to livelihood and banking services in Pakistan. The DRIVE exercise, that is document renewal and information verification exercise, completed successfully last year with financial support of UNHCR, is aimed at facilitating Afghan refugees and their eventual voluntary return and reintegration into their homeland. We welcome the donors' contribution to the Refugee Response Plan, RRP of $310 million for Afghan refugees and host communities in Pakistan. However, we are deeply concerned at the modest level of funding to the RRP so far. Delay in funding may compromise our ongoing efforts. On behalf of the Government of Pakistan, I strongly request UNHCR to take steps for timely mobilization of resources. Chairperson, these growing challenges are yet another reminder for operationalizing the Global Compact on Refugees, GCR. As we approach the second Global Refugee Forum, implementing the pledges of 2019 GRF is very important. The focus must remain on protracted refugee situation. It is in this spirit that we urge UNHCR to step up effort to further broaden its donor base and advocacy for grant-based financing. Let me conclude by once again appreciating the valuable contribution made by the UNHCR. Pakistan looks forward to a strong and continuing partnership with UNHCR in the future. I'm really very thankful to you.